Welcome to Mind Mastery and Manifestation, the number one podcast helping you rewire your mind to erase fear, unlock your greatest potential, and get the extraordinary relationships, businesses, and lives you've always wanted. We're your hosts, Dan Mendelo
and Sophie Kessler. Welcome back, fam. We've got a juicy, juicy episode for you today. And it's really all about harnessing and really expressing more of your sensual self. And what I mean when I say this, and I want to really clarify this here, is not so much just talking about like sex or sensuality, but it's about you being able to fully express all of who you be shamelessly online. And that can be anything from your quirks, from just the pieces that maybe you don't oftentimes share, and really just becoming more transparent through the art of sensuality and sexuality and how you embody that in your personal life. And then obviously the way that that influences your business.
Oh yeah. And this is going to be a really fun episode because Sophie and I have very similar, yet slightly different. We approach this idea of sexuality in our businesses from different and I think really fun perspectives that could open a lot of doors for you. So hang tight, stay open-minded, and let's go on this adventure together. You know, let's talk about sex. Let's get kind of weird with it on this one.
Love it. So I guess the preframe that I'll give here is really around this piece that I feel so many entrepreneurs in the industry talk about being authentic online. And this is one of my pet peeves. Now everyone speaks about being authentic and being vulnerable and being transparent, yet people only tell things that they feel are relevant to their business. And nobody actually wants to share their dirty secrets online. And nobody wants to tell about these things that, you know, they're afraid that they do in their personal lives that are going to jeopardize their credibility or their positioning or their authority. And ironically, what I've found in the testing that I've done and with my clients as well is when you actually share your dirty secrets in a productive way, because there is a process for this, there is so much more connection that you build and trust with your audience than when you're only showing up as being this person who, you know, has a simple, clean life.
Yeah. I mean, the more and more I get into really my voice online, the more I want to post as if I'm having a fun conversation with someone at a bar more than anything else. Like, that's actually how I think about it. Like, I think as I'm writing now, I'm like, imagine I had a couple drinks and I'm just talking about something that's interesting to me. And then how can I weave that into something that actually adds value? So it's not just entertainment. It is something valuable for someone. And you know, when I'm out, when I'm bullshitting with friends, sex comes up, you know, so do drugs and so does music and so does travel and so does everything that, you know, from the incredibly salacious to, you know, to things that you would never really even dream of saying in a business arena. Mm-hmm. But I feel like these days, especially on social media, people want you to be real. Mm-hmm. The lines are blurring between business and social. And I think that the people who will be able to blur those lines and do both at the same time and give people the feeling of just having a fun conversation, but also changing their lives at the same time, those are going to be the people who dominate this next couple of years. Yeah, I think.
Yeah, 100%. And I love that you brought this up. The analogy that I share with my clients is it's like, I want you to write like you're sexting your audience.
Right? Love it.
Yeah.
That's so great.
It's great, right? And the funny thing is, it's like when I share this with my clients, the rebuttal that I'll oftentimes get is like, but I don't know how to flirt, or I don't know when the last time was that I sent a sexy picture. And it's so interesting to start to tune into how much we hold ourselves back. And I think it's really fun. What I've been exploring in the last 6-7 months now has been who we are behind closed doors when the lights are off and who we are online. And a fun little exercise that I love to give my clients is like, if you were to go and pick your last social post, and Dan, this one would probably make you laugh if you were to do this a few months ago.
I'm sure.
Pick your last social post, whatever post it was, whether it was an educational or inspirational or whatever it was, pull up that post and then find a text message from your best friend, like a conversation with either your best friend, your husband, your wife, your girlfriend, whoever the person is that you're like closest with that you feel like you can just fully be yourself with. And read the conversation that you had with them and then go and read your post and look to see the difference in the tone, in the language patterns, in the way that you talk, in your self-expression, in your colloquialisms. There's a word, something like
that. Colloquialisms.
Thank you. That word.
I think I almost screwed it up. Colloquialism. That's it. That's a word.
There it is. And just how you actually utilize those in between the way that you text and the way that you actually write content. Because one of the biggest things that I've noticed is that A, I'm bored as fuck reading people's content when it's like the same regurgitated four ways to do this or three ways to do that, or, you know, here's how I went from struggling to being this incredibly profitable person. Or it's like, oh, they're so stale. And it's just like, we want to start to bring in more of that juice and harness more of your essence into this. And a big part of this really does come down into your own sensual embodiment. And this is where with my audience, we start to talk more about pleasure practices and what it means to really infuse more pleasure into your life and into your business. And a big part of this often harnesses a lot of shame and a lot of guilt that people have, right, around actually being this kind of person and tuning into these archetypes that sometimes they don't feel are socially acceptable. And so it's been really interesting with a few of my clients and even for myself personally, starting to leverage a lot more of these sexual stories and starting to actually share more about our sexual expression. And it doesn't necessarily have to be this content for you. This is just what I find tends to push people over the edge and really start to step into this much more lighthearted way of showing up. And even with my business partner, Mel, she had a very polished brand before I coerced her into showing up like this. And what was interesting is what she noticed for herself when she was transitioning into doing more of the business mentorship and stepping out of just the branding and web design space. She had come from a corporate background of being in the entertainment industry for 10 years and working with some of the top entertainment companies in the world, right? So very professional, very polished, very masculine, and sensuality and sexuality and self-care and self-love were just nobody talked about these things. And so when she started her personal brand doing branding and web design, she was very much in this space of showing up, having this beautiful Instagram feed that was super branded, that was super clean and polished and on point, and only sharing like how perfect her life was and how flawless it was. And then it got to a point where at one point she met this man in Portugal where she was traveling and had this incredible affair with him for a few weeks. And then he disappeared for like 3 months and they were like traveling all over the world independently and reconnected after 3 months and basically like fell in love and just had like this incredible experience. But throughout that process, she didn't want to share any of it. And so what she noticed is the more that she was enjoying this experience in her personal life, but she felt more and more dissonance with her business because her business was constrictive and not allowing her to, or what she felt like, not allowing her to express all these other parts of what was going on because she didn't feel like it was relevant, because she had shame around it, because she kind of felt guilty about it, because all these other things that were coming up. And it's ironic how much this shows up for so many of my clients where they have this incredible life and these stories and these things they're experiencing, self included, but we don't share them with our audience because we don't feel like it's relevant to them. And yet, ironically, it's this juiciness, this drama, and the way that I love to position this for my audience is it's like you become the reality TV star of your own reality TV show, which is your social media channels. And the more that you share the juice, the drama, these dirty secrets with who you are and how you experience your life, the more that people really get to know you and fall in love with you. And what Mel saw when she actually finally posted the blog were basically she was revealing to the audience, to her audience, that how falling in love basically almost ruined her business. And a big part of that was because she wasn't posting. She didn't feel inspired. She didn't feel connected. She didn't feel like she was herself in her business and she had to show up a certain way and yada, yada, yada. And it was screwing with her ability to even create content. And as soon as she started sharing that, this like wave of lightness and just joy. And now she just like feels so much more free to just show up online and express and like share stories and post pictures, and realizing that it's like people are really connecting with her because they're seeing the real her, not just the business her.
And I think that, you know, my brand is really all about living like an integrated life. Everything is aligned with each other. And I think it's really important that we use everything that we have in our lives to have not just the most fun, but also to be the most successful versions of ourselves. And so when you show up to work and you say, you know, no, I'm not going to talk about this. I can't talk about this. I can't be this part. I can't, right? It's like you're making parts of you wrong. And then the more you do that, it almost like, well, okay, then when you're with a person that lights you up, you're not fully there because a part of you is making that wrong for most of your day when you're working. And that, it diminishes your pleasure, it diminishes your experience, and it just kind of sucks. So why not integrate everything? Why not come from a place of just, you know what? I have this life for a reason. And I have these beautiful things for a reason. And my audience doesn't just want more money or whatever it is that I'm selling. They want all these other things as well. And they're exciting. But that's what your audience wants. They want to be excited. When they read your shit, they want to be excited by it. When they're living their lives, they want to be excited by that. When they're working, they want to be excited by that. And so when we can integrate what excites us into our businesses, and we can share that, that's super powerful from a marketing perspective. And it's also just more fun for us to do it. You know, it's like marketing should be fun. Everything should be fun in your life. Yes. But in your business as well. If it's a slog, why are you doing it? You know, why did you start a business for your own so that you can just delegate tasks to yourself that suck? Like, why be a shitty boss to yourself? That makes no sense to me. Instead, why not break all the rules and talk about whatever the fuck excites you? Mm-hmm. You know, and it's great to do that because, you know, sex is such a powerful thing. You know, when you're talking about exciting other people, right? That's why we consistently read dirty books. We love talking about sex with our friends. We love, you know, watching romantic movies or movies that excite us in that way. But also having that as a part of your life that is integrated and that you're proud of and that you talk about really honors it. And, you know, to me, when I show up to a sales call or when I write, if I have that energy flowing through me, my results are way better. You know, like I think that it's important for entrepreneurs to show up to whatever they're doing in their work, feeling confident, relaxed, having fun, being happy, loving themselves. These are as important to me. Actually, to me, they're more important than everything else in your business. Literally, everything else in your business comes second in my book. Doesn't mean it's truth for everybody, but in my book, it comes second to how you feel when you show up to those things and who you are when you show up to those things. And I know that when I have an awesome date, you know, I go on an awesome date night with my girlfriend, you know, we cap it off with hanging from the chandelier sex. I wake up the next morning feeling awesome, right? I feel really fucking good. And then when I show up and I write from that place, it's going to have a totally different tone. It's going to have a totally different energy. It's going to be different. I'm going to write about different things. When I have a sales call, the person I am when I answer the phone is going to be very different than if I spent an entire day feeling bored and unexcited. So this whole idea of harnessing the sexual energy is really harnessing excitement. It's harnessing these things that we want anyway. And it's just fun. So why not make it a part of your business, however it is for you? Sophie likes to go pretty direct with, you know, seductive copy. For me, what's sexy in my life is adventure. It's having as much fun as possible. And you know what? People have shame and guilt around that shit too. And it sounds weird, but they do. You know, if I take too much time off work, I feel guilty. I should be working. Or if I have a ton of fun and, you know, I get drunk, whatever. Or I go off and have an affair in a different country. It's like, oh, no, there's shame around this. You know, there's shame around having a ton of fun. There's shame around how I have fun or what excites me. just as sex does. And when we can break those boundaries and we can break those barriers and we can really honor ourselves in these things and show people what it is, we can find that not only do we have a lot more fun, but we make a hell of a lot more money and all experience is better.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I love this. Uh-huh. And I want to tune into two pieces here. The first piece is activating your radiance and using turn on with really just like potency and purpose. Because I feel like a lot of us have been socially conditioned to not be turned on, right? It's like, oh no, you shouldn't feel that way, like especially as kids, right? Any kind of like sexual exploration is like sinned and terrible and bad and wrong, and like masturbation is like outlawed.
Don't go blind.
And so it's interesting when we start to really look at the programs and the beliefs that we've taken on from society and from our parents and from culture or whatever it is. And as we start to become adults, we're so private about our sexual lives. We're so private about our turn on. We're so private about our pleasure. And one of the most beautiful things, like Stan is talking about, that excitement, that turn on really is the way I like to describe it. It's you feeling so radiant and so in your body. And as you're able to like learn how to create that for yourself, and this is what I really focus with my clients on, because it's one thing to have a partner that you can have incredible sex with, and I absolutely love that and honor that, and also to have the interdependence inside of that to be able to create that pleasure and that turn on for yourself, right? And this is where we get into pleasure practices and we really get into the art of turn on, because when you're able to harness for yourself the experience where you can turn yourself on instantaneously, right? And you show up from that energy on video or in content or whatever it is that you're doing in your business, you are so much more radiant and so much more magnetic. And personally, what my belief is that state of turn on is one of the most magnetic, captivating, entrancing states that you could possibly be in your business. And when you learn how to A, hack that for yourself, meaning you figure out how to turn yourself on, B, you learn how to create pleasure for yourself, so you can live more from this orgasmic state of being, you just become so much more of an embodiment of what your clients want to experience. And people become turned on by your turn on. People become entranced by the way that you show up, because you show up in a way that's seductive. And what seductive means is it means that you are able to get your audience curious, aroused, excited by how you're showing up, what you're saying, the way that you're saying it. And that's really the power of what we talk about when we say seductive copy or erotic content writing. It's a way of turning people on, of getting them excited, of getting them curious, of them being like, whoa, this feels interesting. Like there's a part of me that's really wanting to lean into this. And this brings me to the other piece of really allowing yourself to trigger the fuck out of your audience. And the power in this is if you can turn a trigger into a turn on, you're going to be so powerful as a copywriter and as a content creator for your audience and in your business, because we're moving from this model of like pain and talking about, oh, we all have problems, to moving into this piece of, oh, this is going to trigger you. And I hope that this really triggers you. And let me show you how to turn this trigger into a turn on. And so you can get excited about what's on the other end of this and how you're going to grow through this. Because if me talking about sexuality and sensuality and pleasure practices and showing up shamelessly and sharing your dirty secrets online is making you feel uncomfortable, awesome. Lean into that. Because on the other side of that is this shameless full self-expression where you're going to have so much more lightheartedness in the way that you run and operate your business, where you're going to feel so liberated and so free and so much more ease and joy in your life. And everything else is just going to become so much more easeful and spacious.
That expands to another little thing. Like I am such a freaking nerd sometimes. I shock myself. So I'm about to get nerdy on you. And this is something that it's fascinating to me, because I love understanding why we do things and like what is it that gets people to make certain decisions and some people to make other decisions. For example, in attachment theory, there is the idea of a stable base. And what that means is that you've got someone who you know is there for you, is in your corner, is going to support you, is going to love you, is going to take care of you no matter what. Now, this comes from watching mothers and kids. When a kid has a stable base, that means knows that their mother is there in that way, the kid is much more likely to take bigger risks and to try things and to go out there and explore because they know, hey, if this goes wrong, I've got my stable base. Now, when you can do what Sophie is saying, as in you just by yourself can turn yourself on, you have a life that you've created for yourself that feels really fucking good, and you know that you can take care of yourself, that you can bounce back, that you can get yourself excited, that you can make yourself feel good, that you can supply yourself with confidence and value and worth. When you become a stable base, or you have an element in your life that is a stable base for you, it doesn't have to be a partner. It could be just the way that you live your life. Then you'll be much more comfortable taking bigger risks and showing up online in different ways, or saying some shit that you would never have dreamed of saying on a sales call last year, but is the ballsy thing that gets the person to say yes, right? When you have these, you will become the kind of entrepreneur who takes the risks that are required for you to fucking crush it, right? Because a lot of other people are there and they feel unstable. They don't feel safe enough to show up like Sophie's saying, and here's my dirty secret, right? Or here's some shit no one else is talking about. They don't feel like they can take that risk. So give yourself a stable base so that you can feel okay with going out there and dropping some heat on people on Instagram, and everybody's here's all perfect and looking, you know, if everybody's in their right boxes and shit, you can be the one who comes out and stops them in their tracks and then excites them in weird ways that they're not used to feeling, you know, from an Instagram post, and gets them into action. And that's how you can really change some lives, theirs and yours.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about that.
Just like snapping it. I love it.
About this, bitch.
And so it feels like what's a really potent exercise, and I actually just had my audience do this in a challenge that I ran. It's two things. A, I would invite you to get a pen of paper and or open up a Google Doc. And if you're driving, do this when you get home. And first, just go ahead and channel for a second everything that you love, that you're great at, that you enjoy, that you feel is awesome. And spend like 5 minutes doing this, right? All the things that you're proud of, that you love to share, that you're excited about. And when you get all of that out, you can pause this for a second and do that. And then when you're done, come back and press play. Go ahead and draw a line and or flip the page and go ahead and channel everything that you're, that no one really knows about you, that you don't like to talk about, that you're embarrassed of, that you have shame around, that you feel guilt with, that you are holding on to, that you have anger with, and just get all of it out. Any secrets that you're holding on to, anything that you're, you don't want people to know about you, anything that you feel is like not safe or not okay to have, or that maybe there's some judgment with yourself, or that you're afraid other people are going to judge you for, and get all of that out. Do this for about, I'd say 5 to 10 minutes. And really allow yourself to like dive in. And if there's something coming up that you're feeling any kind of resistance with, where it's like, ooh, I don't know if I should share that, write it down, right? Write it all down. And when you have this list, my invitation for you is to pick one of your dirty secrets, any one that you want. And whichever secret you pick, to just write the experience. Just write it out, whatever that experience was that you had, or your belief system, or the philosophy, or whatever it is. Just write it all out for yourself and just like allow yourself to just be fully in that expression for a few minutes. And when you write that story, just notice how much more free that you feel being able to get it out on paper and just verbally process it for yourself. And then what I would encourage, if you are somebody who's a little bit more timid or shy, you can share it with somebody close to you, right? And just get it out so that you can feel like that sense of expression. And if you want to share with either me or Dan, you can share with us and we'll keep it private for you, just so that you can start to take that next step in sharing these pieces. And if you're really wanting to step into your edge here, to allow yourself to actually share that secret with your audience, to share that as a post or as a story and allow your audience to read it, whether you share it as an email or you decide you want to kind of mandate who sees it, and maybe you share it in your Facebook group. But at least share it in some way. And one of the things that I did is I wrote an email giving my entire email list, my entire list of dirty secrets. So So I didn't just share one. I gave you guys literally everything that I had. And then inside of the Facebook group that I run, I went in there and I shared an entire story of what my community voted they wanted the deets on, which was this juicy story about how I had gone to Costa Rica with this dom that I was exploring with. And we recorded this sex video and basically the entire process of that and the experience behind it. And then from there, leveraging that story into actually teaching content, which is the power of what we do in our business, is showing you how to not just take and create erotic content that's juicy as fuck, but learning how to leverage it in a way that also positions you as an authority and that shows your audience that you've embodied something that you're teaching.
So with that, think about your excitement. You know, what gets you super excited that you can talk about, right? And like Sophie said, that exercise is so good. I really hope you did it. If not, quit fucking around. Rewind and do it. Like, it really, it's going to make a big difference. And start getting excited yourself, like get yourself excited so that you can get other people excited. And on that note, you know, if you really enjoyed this episode, if you got a lot out of this podcast, I don't care if you've been listening for a long time or this is your first, if you're digging it, let us know. And we'd love your support. Give us some stars on iTunes, leave us a review, you know, take a screenshot, post it on an Insta story, reach out to us, whatever. Every little bit really helps. And also, we do want to know, we love hearing from you. And, you know, we've gotten a lot of messages from people just saying how much they've been able to change in their lives as a result of the podcast. And that just lights us up. And we do want to know if you've been able to create any sort of shifts as a result. Really helps us know that we're on the right track for you.
Love it. So on that note, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. And if you're not following us on Instagram already, be sure you check us out. We've got lots of juicy content. I know I live mostly on the gram. Dan, I think you're more on Facebook than on Instagram.
I'm doing a little bit of both now, yeah.
Are you on both? Woo! All right.
Yeah. Expanding the horizons right now.
I love it. So check us out. Say hi. We love hearing from you guys. I know I love reading your messages and just tuning in. And if you ever want to see any of the embodiment that both Dan and I are talking about, that's the place to find it. So with that being said, much love to you all. And we will see you on the next episode.